Nakupovat si tisíce sledujících či lajků, ovlivňovat cizí účty či obchodovat s komentáři. To vše podle dokumentu Follow Me, možné na sociální síti Instagram, která se svou asi miliardou uživatelů patří mezi nejoblíbenější sociální sítě vůbec. Hostem DVTV je autor dokumentu, novinář Nicholas Will. Welcome to DVTV.
Thank you.
What is the first thing that you do in the morning? Do you check your Instagram account?
Oh, yes, sometimes I do. Yeah. It's quite addictive.
Likes and followers are the new currency. That's what you said in your documentary. With several hundreds of followers on my Instagram account, what is my worth in the Instagram world?
Well, not a lot, I guess. You need to have if you want to be an influencer, you need to start off with like 10,000 of followers, and then that's the starting point of becoming famous. And if you're famous, you can earn some money. And with a few hundred, you're not there yet. Sorry.
So, what is the easiest way to increase my Instagram popularity?
Well, the easiest way is to buy followers, and that's actually where what my documentary is about. It's about the industry behind Instagram and also the shady industry behind Instagram. And it's very easy to buy followers. It's very easy to buy likes, and a lot of influencers actually do these things, you can do it too. So, like, a lot of people do it in secret.
So can we say that really anyone can become famous on Instagram nowadays with the right amount of money, of course?
Well, you can buy your followers, and you can buy a lot of followers, but you need to have good pictures, a persona online. So there are a few rules to become an influencer. But if you want to boost your account and boost your content, there are a lot of ways to do this. So you can actually buy real followers right now, and they're from all over the world. And it's actually not that expensive. And you can also buy the likes of real people. So actually you can buy people and you can buy likes. And the more you buy, the more famous you look.
And
but still need to have pictures.
And does it worth it?
It depends what it's worth. A lot of influencers do it like this. They start off, and they start off slow. So they buy a lot of followers at the beginning of their influencer career. And they do it because if I look popular, you want to follow me because you think, hey, who's this guy with all these followers? So they do it a bit like this. So they buy a lot of followers, they look more famous, and then they attract normal people. And then higher up in the game, they buy more and more followers. So you also have top models, actresses from Hollywood, that they might already have 2 million followers. But if they have 5 million followers, they can earn much more money. So I spoke to a guy who make these fake accounts and these followers, who's a follower supplier, and he supplies for the biggest names around the world. And he's just he can give you a few million. Of course, it's with a lot of special tactics. And then you become more famous and can earn more money.
I wanted to ask that because in your documentary you mentioned that even celebrities with millions of followers, such as Katy Perry, Ariana Grande or Cristiano Ronaldo, may have about 20% of fake followers. But why would they do that?
Well, I have software from companies, so I can see what amount of your followers are fake. You see, with a lot of big celebrities, this 20% rule, they have 20% fake followers. There's two explanations. One is that they bought followers somewhere in their career. They might have thought, or their social media team thought, we need to boost your account, we're gonna buy followers. Or you have a lot of fake accounts who are controlled by computer programs, by AI, and they follow just everybody who normal people follow. So these fake accounts look more real. So it's a really messy place with a lot of bots, a lot of fake accounts, a lot of fake likes, and you cannot really tell where they all come from. But you must see it like a polluted, it's very polluted area.
So probably they don't even know.
Well, I think they do know because, especially if you're higher up, a lot of people know there are a lot of bots So there's a 20% fakeness. So it depends. Let me rephrase. It's just you cannot tell if somebody bought actually fake followers. There's no way of telling. You can just say, when I look at your accounts and I have this special software from these special companies, they can calculate that, like, dissect what is fake and what is not. So that's the only thing we know.
So what kind of people do typically buy followers? Is it mostly influencers or also regular people like you and me?
Well, in the movie, we started off with influencers. A lot of influencers are faking it. They buy followers, they buy likes, and a lot of people do it. So a lot of people are cheating in numbers of ways. And if you don't cheat now, you don't grow in the algorithm, mm-hmm. because the algorithm needs you to be popular. And if you're popular, you pop up in these, in the feed of other people, and that's what you want. So you need actually to grow. There's actually, you need to cheat right now to be on top of the game. You see a lot of influencers, fashion influencers, travel influencers, food influencers, and especially pet influencers, like famous cats and stuff. The percentage of fakeness is really big. In the Netherlands, we have one big influencer, and he's one of the biggest male influencers. And I think 40% or 30% of his account is fake. But you also have like the big celebrities. Yes. And what's very important, in the Netherlands, we have a lot of kids in high school who are buying these followers and likes.
But it's not illegal to buy fake followers. So where's the problem then?
Well, it's not a legal problem, it's an ethical ethic problem. So you need to, a lot of young people, Instagram is the place to be. A lot of young people are on Instagram right now. Instagram is very polluted. What is real and what is not, you cannot tell any longer because there's so much fakeness on it, and not from pictures, but like followers. That's a problem for young kids because they are developing their online identities on the social medium. And if you have like 10,000 of followers and nothing is real, then I get like, I'm not popular at all, but I can just buy my popularity. So it's a really real, it's like a futuristic nightmare actually.
But one of your respondents who manages several websites offering followers for money said in your documentary, we now manage millions of accounts of real people or have access to them. We can steer them into certain direction. Should Instagram users start to worry about their private data?
Well, we need to really be critical about. The thing is, if you can make yourself more popular, you can buy yourself on top of these algorithms. If it's just you and me, you can say, that your picture on your holiday is more on top or more liked or more views. But if you're a politician and you use these same tactics to promote your political agenda, And Instagram is the biggest social medium we have right now, and you can manipulate what's on it. That's a really big, it's open to fraud for everybody, and that's a really big problem.
But I'm asking if there is a trouble that like someone can have access to your information on Instagram, like to your login information and other.
There are like to make these fake accounts, people are copying your account on Instagram. So they use your information to like other people, to make new accounts. So yes, it's a problem, but for me, it's not the biggest problem.
But the one of your respondents said that he has access to the real people account. So I'm asking like if this is a problem.
Oh, yes. Oh, sorry. Yeah, so the supplier of these followers, he has accounts of lots of normal accounts. Which he can control and he can say, well, this big bunch of millions of people is going to like that. He controls them with computer programs. So yes, that's a big problem. So it's a big problem because you cannot know what is fake and what's real, but it's also a big problem if politicians are in the game. And
but he can get access like to private data, to the informations of the users
also,
of Instagram.
Yes. Also, that, yeah.
And has anyone from the Instagram company reacted to this fact that someone can manipulate with accounts of real people?
No. No, but the thing is, the problem is that people gave away their passports it's a very smart game. So there are a lot of websites that if you give your account and you log in, you get a lot of free followers, and then he has control over you while you not knowing it. So these are one of the smart games that are played behind the curtains of Instagram. Instagram doesn't react to this.
And what do you think? Why do you think that a company is silent about that?
Instagram is like an advertising company. It's not like a media company. So you cannot hold them accountable because they don't react, and that's a very big problem because the social media is open to fraud. There's fraud in all kinds of ways, and they just say sometimes, well, we're dealing with this problem by, they do not react, and that's a very big problem, I think.
The Facebook company, which owns Instagram, has recently faced a scandal when Cambridge Analytica had harvested the personal data of millions of people's profile without their consent. Do you think that something similar in such extent could happen as well on Instagram?
Well, that's not really the topic of my movie, so the fraud that is being...
But you talked to the people that had access to like real people accounts, so if you think there's the possibility to get the personal data of the users.
Yeah, but that's not the biggest problem, because the thing is, the people who are controlled by these computer programs, they gave away their passports to third-party companies. So it's a problem, but it's not a problem of Instagram, you see? They're not accountable for all the site companies that have been developed. So for me, that is not the biggest, you cannot compare it to Cambridge Analytics. That's not the thing.
A lot of influencers from YouTube have moved to Instagram worldwide. It also happens in Czech Republic. Is it a good decision? What future you predict for the Instagram if there is so much cheating going on?
Well, the biggest problem with Instagram is the fraud, and that the algorithm chooses what is popular by who has the most likes and views and followers. So that game is now distorted. But the same thing is happening with YouTube. So you can buy your views on YouTube. You can buy fake views on YouTube. Not a lot of people know it, but it happens a lot. So on these social media platforms, you can buy your popularity. We're just starting to grasp what the effects will be. But I think we need to be more wise. We need to be more alert on how these platforms can be manipulated. We need to held Instagram and Facebook and YouTube accountable for the fraud that is going on, and we need to maybe move to a new platform that is more controlled and has more regulation, actually, because then we know what we can believe, and it's very important because it's media, it's the way we perceive the world, it's the way we see the world, it's the way we interact with the world. You have a lot of fake news problems right now. This is at the heart of the problem, that also these platforms are fake, and what they promote can be fake. And yeah, it's a big problem.
This was Nicolas Vel. Thank you for the interview.
Thank you so much.